For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Hometown baseball yesterday in the northern section. Cazenovia lost on the road in a very good close game. 10-9, Sauk Prairie held him off. Mazamani was a winner against Reedsburg, 8-7. Wisconsin Dells, 14. Cross Plains, 3. Lodi beat Black Earth, 8-2. Middleton, 7-4 over Ashton. In the western section, games over the weekend, Ridgeway defeated Muscadet, 5-4 on Saturday. Dodgeville was a winner over Belleville, 15-7. Argyle, a win against Arena, 8-1. Verona, 4-3 over Blanchardville. Hollandale, 10-0 over Wyota. Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb, 3. Scholesburg, Benton, 1. In the east, Monona, a win against Montello, 5-4. Rio, 8. Point at 5. Montello, 16-6 over Cottage Grove. Sun Prairie, 1. Columbus, nothing. Monona, 13. DeForest, 2. In the southeast, Jefferson, 10-0 over Albion. Fort Atkinson, 14. Cambridge, nothing. Evansville, 7-4 over McFarland. Speaking of baseball, the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association has announced its all-state teams. Third team members from Southwest Wisconsin, Hunter Larson of Barneveld as a pitcher, Winston Alonso of Reedsburg, a catcher, and outfielder Bryce Krubaugh Lockhart of Dodgeville in the outfield. Honorable mention all-state players, Marty Hanna of Sauk Prairie, Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville, Cooper Whitehurst, Wisconsin Dells, and also Henry Grove, Wisconsin Dells, Sean Yonke Fiedler of Fenimore, Cale Keening of River Ridge, Gage Wall of Seneca, and Brett Bossert, Mineral Point. Utility All-State Honorable Mention players include Mason Durst, Barneveld, Jack Olson, Viroqua. The WBCA Academic All-State Teams. A junior or a senior receiving first or second team All-Conference recognition and a GPA must be 4.0 or better. Damian Bauer of Potosi-Cassville, Brody Bjorklund of Baraboo, Deacon Cheeseboro, Prairie du Chien, Maddox Fensel of Westby, Griffin Hansen, DeSoto, Cooper Lummis of Wazika Steuben. Congratulations as well to Finn Roble of DeSoto and to all of the honorees from the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association. The Cubs scored 3 times in the 10th inning Sunday, claiming the series finale against Milwaukee 4-3. The Brewers answered with a pair of runs to make it close, but a double play grounder ended things. Gary Sanchez blasted his 8th home run in the 2nd inning, and the score was tied at 1 when the 10th got underway. 4-3 the final. Christian Yelich, the veteran Brewer player, says they just couldn't get hits with runners in scoring position.
Things just aren't going well for you. You're not doing a good job with runners in scoring position. You're not doing a good job with guys on third less than 2 outs. Like, unfortunately, like, you're going to have some rough spots like that, and we'll be fine. We'll come out the other side. Obviously frustrating.
The Brewers will take on the Reds for a 4-game series starting tonight. Robert Gasser is the scheduled starter. Also in the National League yesterday, St. Louis 2-1 over Miami. Pittsburgh got the win against Cincinnati by a score of 9-4. Philadelphia 5-4 over the Mets. San Francisco 3, Atlanta 2. The Dodgers 4-2 over San Diego. American League, Texas 3-2 over Toronto. Cleveland 6, Seattle 5. Kansas City 5-4 over the White Sox. Houston 7, Detroit 5. The Angels 4-1 over the Athletics. And Boston 5-4 winners against the Yankees. Interleague play, Tampa Bay 5-1 over Arizona, Washington 6, Baltimore 4, Minnesota 3-2, winners against Colorado. Also in sport news from the state scene, the Wisconsin men's basketball recruiting class of 2027 is currently rated 2nd in the nation by 24/7 Sports. Coach Greg Gard and his staff got a big boost when 4-star forward Baba Akar Ann committed last week. Already on board were 4-star guard Jalen Brown and 3-star center Jack Thielen. Sports Illustrated reports the Badgers' list of future players trails only Iowa State. However, it is still early in the cycle. Additions to the Bucks Summer League roster show that the team is still building depth at forward. Luke Travers and Kobe Stewart are coming on board following the trade of Giannis Antetokounmpo, and in anticipation of additional moves. Milwaukee currently has plenty of bodies in its backcourt. Behind the BuckPass.com reports, players such as Kyle Kuzma, who is still with the team, Nate Amat, comes through the draft as well. Both Travers and Stewart performed well in the G League last season. Serena Williams had to talk herself into accepting Wimbledon's offer to play singles. The All England Club was holding one last wildcard entry, and the 23-time Grand Slam singles champion had a decision to make. The 44-year-old Williams says, "I was like, what's wrong with me, Serena? What are you thinking? Are you nuts? Like, you should really do this?" Williams' first match of the Grass Court Grand Slam since 2022 will take place on center court on Tuesday evening when she faces a 20-year-old from Australia as a part of her evolving tennis comeback. The 2027 NFL Draft is on the calendar for April 29th through May 1st in Washington, D.C. The NFL made the announcement over the weekend. The three-day event will be hosted by the Washington Commanders and Events D.C. It will have to go some to equal this year's draft, which saw a record 805,000 fans attend activities in Pittsburgh. Next year's event will center around the National Mall, with the NFL Draft Experience located on Pennsylvania Avenue, northwest between 3rd and 7th Streets. That is an update on sports today. I am Phil Nee.